I get this message from Buddy. He's like, yo, fucking, I'm going to have the Miami accent, guys. I'm sorry. Yo, fucking, take that shit down, bro. I'm like, why, dude? And he tells me, he's like, because you didn't even put his username. Like, if I wanted to give this dude
give some credit.
More fucking some credit, credit. I didn't want to give him credit. I wasn't trying to make him famous because of what he did and everybody should follow him. No, it's just like, yo, this dude's a fucking idiot. So I'm like, dude, what are you even fucking saying?
He's like, hey, right, credit where credit is due. He's like,
yeah,
dude. I'm not trying to.
And then he goes, yo, bro, fucking, you know Kevin, dog. He was on his Ozzy Osbourne shit. What does that even mean?
I don't know what that means, dude.
It's podcast time.
You're so disgusting.
Okay, so here at this shop,
of course,
in
yeah,
this
like
podcast,
that.
There is a whole situation that hates me or that thinks less of me because I read ball.
Who
fights.
Does?
Right.
Definitely this
definitely
one.
Definitely me.
Definitely this one. Straight the fuck up. Like, he'll, like, tell me things and, like, say things a certain way to belittle me. Straight up. Straight up. Like, if I haven't done anything else cool. Like, if I didn't just stumble upon ball pythons. I did cool things, guys. I've done cool things.
I respect turtles.
I've worked with all kinds of...
You? Turtles are cool.
This one! Straight up! No, this is like an actual running fucking theme yeah. right now, dude. And I'm like, okay, I can't have this anymore. Yeah, I breed ball pythons. All right? I admit it, all right?
There was a...
It's like a drug.
I think it was like last week. I'm pulling out like one of the large rats.
You're pulling out,
in the back.
Yeah?
One of the big rat sticks we have in the back. And uh-huh. I'm like, and I was showing Yoshi, and Yoshi's looking, he's like, cool. And I'm like, who would put this over a ball python?
Oh my god, that's another thing. Look at what happened recently. He goes to me, this, you could never tell me that this is, that
anyone
a ball
would choose
python,
a ball python over this.
That
that's
anybody
right.
would choose, no, you said, that anybody would think that a ball python is cooler than this.
That's it, yeah,
and
yeah,
I
yeah.
said, no, like, they will, right? And then you know what? And he's like, no, no, it won't fucking happen. You know what happened that day? You know what happened that day? Somebody made a $4,000 sale. Guess who it was? Guess who it was? This guy. Guess what he sold? Ball pythons. Ball pythons.
Sold a lot of balls.
Ball pythons. So you know what my response was on the WhatsApp group chat? I put, and that's why they're cool.
I was
and you know who had nothing to say?
Yeah.
That one.
I was thinking so long and hard to be like, how do I respond to this?
I shut up, Tino. This one, the ball python breeder that has also done other cool things.
Okay, okay. Have you made $4,000 working with ball pythons?
100%.
Oh,
I've made multiples of that before. Damn. Yeah?
So sad.
Yes, but more with blue tongues. But anywho, so yeah, fucking Ozzy Osbourne decided to come back in the form of, well, he's not dead yet, in the form of some teenage or young man
Whoa.
In fucking, hey, yo.
Hey, yo. In Miami, Oz. Right?
In Miami.
Figures.
And so some kid gets into some kind of domestic abuse situation and bites the head off of a python. And then it goes on this Instagram page in Miami that's famous called Only in Dade. And I shared it because I'm chismoso and that means I'm nosy. And apparently his brother follows me and went to school with my wife. Yeah, 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 yeah. So he said,
"That's how you know everybody down there related, bitch."
Oh my God.
We're all, what was that you say? You can't spell lion bread without
inbred.
Bread. There
yeah.
you go. So I get this message from Buddy. He's like, "Yo, fucking, I'm gonna have the Miami accent, guys. I'm sorry. Yo, fucking, take that shit down, bro." I'm like, "Why, dude?" And he tells me, he's like, "Because you didn't even put his username." Like, if I wanted to give this dude
give some credit.
More fucking
some credit,
credit. I didn't want to give him credit. I wasn't trying to make him famous because of what he did and everybody should follow him. No, it's just like, yo, this dude's a fucking idiot. So I'm like, dude, what are you even fucking saying?
He's like, hey, right credit where credit is due. He's like,
yeah, dude.
I'm not trying to.
And then he goes, yo, bro, fucking, you know Kevin, dog. He was on his Ozzy Osbourne shit. What does that even mean?
I don't know what that means, dude.
What that does that mean?
Up.
This man's on his Ozzy Osbourne shit.
That man was cracked up. This what possesses you to be like, oh, Tank?
Like that's
what
cool.
is wrong with
that's
your brain?
That's fucking cool. That's cool that you did that.
That's insane.
That makes
dude.
You tough. That makes you yeah. like...
Yo, I don't want to hit my girl right now. I'm going to bite her snake.
You know why it's not cool? Because it was a ball python.
You guys fucking suck.
What was he going to do? What was the ball going to do?
For if it was any other
he
thing,
he was like, is this my
away.
Tub? He went in the mouth.
I fucking hate
but okay, did he, okay. Did he bite it clean through?
I like, don't, that couldn't I didn't have been look easy.
Motherfucker,
it.
Yeah, there's no cameras be following this motherfucker.
But that can't be easy. That's crazy. You're like,
are you
like
giving
a
him
carrot,
credit
dude.
For actually
dude,
biting it off?
Your jaw is strong as shit.
I don't know, dude. That's.
I feel like if you get behind the head a little bit and you do a little
wait,
twist
show me that movement again behind the head. One more time, dog. That was a suspicious
you,
movement. That was very suspicious. So whatever. So this guy's messaging me, trying to argue with me, and then on the side, I'm talking with my wife. I'm like, "Yo, who is this guy?" She's like, "Yeah, I went to school with him. You met him, whatever." And I'm like, "Yo, this fucking guy is being annoying." So I'm like, "Dude, like, I work with snakes. Like, this shit isn't cool." He wanted me to delete the fucking thing that I shared on my story. That fucking 1,000 people follow me on my personal page. It's not like hundreds and hundreds of people. Yeah, I should
post this. See what happens.
Yeah, for sure, dude. So. Jeez.
Whatever. You're gonna get a lot of people in there being like, "Hey, put name on my credit, boy."
Or put, literally,
credit
put,
on my name.
Put
boy,
my
whatever.
Fucking name on my credit, dog. Put my name on your credit.
I'm dyslexic.
Yeah. But yeah, so whatever. On the topic of me fucking working with reptiles for a living, I just came back from a reptile.
That's right, literally right now.
Fucking,
I'm on one.
Yeah, what's wrong,
dude,
with
I've
you?
I've been speaking with people for like 48 hours. I've stood 12 hours straight for 2 days. I'm on drugs right now. And when I get home, I will sleep for 12 hours. Jeez. I don't want anybody to
How
talk
was it?
To me. It was good. It wasn't as good as last year. We all went really? Last year.
Yep.
And it was packed as fuck.
Yeah.
But this year, it was raining a lot. So no line. Not really like a steady line. Like random lines here and there. But obviously, nobody wanted to get wet. Mm-hmm. Where I was in the show, it was... It could have been a decent spot. I was pretty much in the first set of tables.
Nice.
The problem was is that people were walking by right when they walked in.
Yeah.
They didn't want to spend
money.
They're
like, "I got to keep looking."
Exactly. And the people that didn't even notice my table would see my table on the way out after they spent all of their money.
Yeah.
So, you know, very slim profit, but it was profit. So
yeah.
Other than that, I mean, I
Did you
walked
get a chance to look around?
I feel like I walked around the show so fucking much and I didn't even pay attention to anything because I was either – talking Justin. To all my friends, trying to film some things for reels and shit like that, and like just kind of like doing work, doing the networking thing.
Mm-hmm. You gotta hire a crew for that.
Yeah, I got to see some cool knobtails. We brought some, and
look, it's dope.
Eric checking them out. Everybody's dumping their Antarasia. Everybody's dumping their fucking dwarf pythons because the babies are impossible to get feeding.
Yeah,
apparently. Honestly, it was just cool to see friends. It was cool to see friends.
Yeah.
We were saying. Since we all stayed in an Airbnb, it was like a family vacation with the reptiles.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
Top five things? What are the top five things there?
Top five things? The fact that you weren't there to complain about the ball pythons.
That's fine.
No, I'm kidding.
Was there a lot of ball pythons?
Okay, so check this out. Before we get into top five things, I spoke with the show promoter. I could not sell ball pythons at the show. They told me I couldn't sell ball pythons.
Right.
Yeah.
That's why the show is fire.
Yeah, I mean, I give them credit. Next year, he told me, he's like, "Hey, do it a little earlier. We'll book you for ball pythons." I'm like, "Cool." Because what they were explaining to me is that to make the show a little more even and to give variety, they only allow about 10% of only ball python breeders, like people that only have ball pythons. And then they have 5% of people that carry some ball pythons. So in total, the show would only really be 15% ball pythons.
Good
and
shit.
And then variety.
Yeah, that's why the show was good.
Yeah, it wasn't a bad show. There definitely was variety.
Mm-hmm.
There was some guy with a lot of nice pieces of wood. So I went up to him. I'm like, "Yo, dude, nice wood." It was great.
Nice.
No.
Game respecting game.
Yeah, for real. Bro. So there was an old guy with Reeves turtles.
Nice.
So babies. So I told him, like, "Hey, man, like, do you have any adults that you want to sell?" And you know what he told me? He's like, "I'm actually about to sell my whole colony."
Jeez.
Your boy's going to get some fucking Reeves turtles.
How many?
Enough.
Jeez.
All
what are
them.
Those?
Reeves turtles? They're like a small like black turtle from Japan. I just really like working with small species of turtle. These are actually from Okinawa, the locality. Yes?
That's actually cool.
Yes.
Eric's literally nutting himself
so
back
So apparently there. the original lineage-wise... where these animals came from was from a confiscation, and these are like pure black Reeves turtles. Yeah, I'm excited.
That's
so
cool,
that would be in my top five.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
That situation was in my top five.
Yeah.
Do you want like top five animals or just top five?
Top five animals.
Oh fuck, man.
I think Conception was talking about a radiator.
What the
tortoise.
Fuck is wrong with you? What happened to you down there, bro?
A lot, dog. I'm on one. Yeah, apparently there was a radiator. I didn't see it. I'll still put it on my fucking top five, I guess.
I know what they look like.
Manny took his ivory blue tongue, even though I have some. It was cool to see it, so that's in my top five.
Yeah.
You guys.
Ugly.
There were... decently sized. I feel like I'm literally just going to be naming things that I have because I was just excited to see it.
They had
like decent sized rhino iguanas. Like they weren't babies.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was exciting.
Cool.
I can't really think of like anything. That, like I was saying, dude, like I just was on. Oh my god, some dude's display, bro.
Oh, I think I saw it in the story. I put it dragon on my story. Something?
House of Dragons. House of Dragons. Dude, he literally had two dragon heads, and when you would walk by, he would press a button, and they would fucking let smoke out of their mouth, bro. I was like, this presentation. Is the best thing ever. Yeah,
that's fire.
That's my
like,
top five.
It wasn't a tablecloth, deli cups, some wooden frame with like Christmas lights on it.
More deli cups.
Yeah.
With like you hybrid rat snakes inside.
And
of
other
it.
Deli cups.
Hybrid king snakes
bought,
in it.
Somebody bought
rhino iguanas Borneo, deli cups.
Those Borneo rat snakes.
Yeah, everyone has them right now.
Really?
Yeah, they're going around. They were just recently imported. Everyone has them.
Oh, okay.
They're going around.
I saw a pair for like, I think $600. I was like,
well,
damn.
This guy was talking to me. He's like, well, I already breed Blue Beauties and I have these Taiwanese, whatever the fuck. Nice. And then he was like, so these are the next thing.
Yeah.
But I'm excited for next year. Hopefully next year we can maybe get like just like a whole island and then just have our friends all vent together. I got to see the guys from Tiki's, which was fun. I got to spend a lot of time with them.
Manny and David?
Yes. Yeah. They were cool.
Tiki and Taco.
I got to meet Ron Culo, which is another blue tongue breeder.
Ron Culo?
Yes, Ron Culo from Miami. he's actually in Kendall. And
gonna come beat you
I kind of got – what was the term that you said the other day that somebody gave you your what? Your flowers? What does that mean? It means like they give you your props, like respects. I got a little bit of that. And
you got flowers?
I got my flowers, dude.
Nice, dude.
I feel like I got my flowers and shit. And then
for
I
ball
actually,
pythons?
No, for blue tongues, dude.
Crazy.
And I actually got a picture bit with me, Ron Kudo, and Manny. I'm going to post it this week, and I'm just going to put powerful. And I'm going to put it up all of the blue tongue groups because we're the three kings of Florida.
Wow.
As of right now. Listen, you somebody needs to start talking because I'm going to start saying some outlandish ass shit. I am failing right now.
I don't
now.
Know what's happening.
No,
I'm failing.
Dude. I love this.
I'm tired as shit, dude. I'm going to let you speak your shit.
I'm failing
Yo,
right
what
now.
About the people that stopped you over the podcast?
Oh,
tell them that
there were,
shit.
Dude, okay. So there were a bunch of people that stopped me for the podcast. A lot of people commenting, you know, that they're like, yo, you're the fucking mediator, dude. Like, you do your thing. And then, yo, fucking Chuck, I saw him one time, and he's the fucking, you would never guess it's that kid that fucking curses up a storm and says all this shit, and Tino's always arguing, and you do your whatever. It was great.
Nice.
It was great to get our flowers for the podcast.
Meet some fans. It was nice.
Yeah. And yeah, it was very cool. It was very cool. So I did a couple podcasts, or rather, I spoke with some people for the podcast there. And you know, whenever we do that at shows, it always gets people to look.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people would, you know, like because we have the banner with the QR code.
Yeah.
So people were like, "Oh, you have a podcast, dude!" I had somebody read the sign that says "Reptiles with Podcast" and let it go. "Oh, you have a podcast? What's it about?" Reptiles. My guy says it
it's
in
about
the name.
Funko Pops.
Yeah.
Because those end up at Reptile Expos.
Well, actually, before we started doing this
podcast. No, don't tell me there were any Funko Pops at this expo.
No, actually, in the rules, it literally says, like, no, like, Funko Pops, no crystals.
Yeah.
Like, none of that
crystal
shit.
Bitches, go to your crystal place.
You know what? Your boys had fucking crystals, but they were, like, snake crystals. I don't know if that counted, but I'm going to tell you right now, didn't appreciate
it. Crystal meth?
Yes.
That's what Python Boy was on.
Maybe. No, bath salts. It's in Miami. It's bath salts. That's what we do down there. Maybe I'm on bath salts. Yeah, I'm from there.
Oh, my God.
Conception is in the audience.
We're eating faces, dog. That's what we're doing. There's nothing better than the smell of coffee in the morning, okay? There's also nothing better than the smell of reptiles in the morning. Psych. Reptiles with coffee. That's the smell you want. The strongest coffee, all right? We have it for you. Head on over to the description or go to coldbloodedcaffeine.com and use the code reptileswith to get your reptiles with coffee today. But anywho, Tino.
But yeah, I sent a picture in the, because I saw it on Facebook. It was supposed to like the expo that was going on. It was like a lot. I was like, cool. PETA let loose a little photograph of a Chinese water dragon, and they said, this is literally just what they said, 75% of reptiles die within the first year. And that's it. And I'm like, that's kind of a broad statistic. I don't know exactly what it is that they're talking about.
You know goddamn well it's about right.
Because look, when you think about it, I'm like, okay, imports, the number's probably going to be higher, right? Wild caught, imports, that number probably higher. And then you have to
75 is already a high fucking number, bro.
It's still going to be higher.
But imports alone still count. It doesn't matter what they are.
But
they
they're talking about. Because if they say 75% of captive-born animals bought at, like,
that's not the point.
I'm like, PETA
is not going for captive or wild caught. Period. They're going for pets.
Period.
Reptile pets. Yeah. So their statistic is probably fucking right.
Mm-hmm.
Imports
I know a couple years ago, they tried to ban bearded dragons or like tried to cancel bearded dragons as pets.
Then, I mean,
not good pets. Failed.
Let's start there. Bearded dragons, people take bullshit care of them. Turtles, right after that. Like, how many things die every year?
Everything, dude. But do you think 75% is accurate?
Yeah. It sounds about right.
That's a random fucking number. How do you even get the statistic for that?
Bro,
where do you
that's
even
a good question.
That
listen,
out
listen.
Of?
You could probably look it up, but if you think about how many things die within the industry,
so
I wouldn't.
I actually did try to look into it because they did release a couple links. I didn't find the study. I didn't find a study where they were like, "This is how we got those numbers." I'm like, okay. In one of the articles that they sent, one of the environmental agencies of South Africa was saying that like 90% of African exports die within the first year. That was his statistic of African exports from South Africa. I'm like,
alone.
That makes sense. I can believe that.
Get
because
these numbers?
I can believe that. That's the general. That's the guy.
Bro, go to every single shop, check their freezer. That's all I'm saying.
That's the guy.
But the freezers are stacked with animals for like the past year.
Exactly.
And they have hundreds of other animals.
Yes.
How are you going to get 90% of animals?
Bro, from imports alone, how many end up dying? Most of them.
No, not most of them.
For a lot of animals, absolutely.
Depending on the species.
Savannas. How many savannas go out sold and make
it? All of them.
Barely any, bro. Go ahead. Alone.
Okay, I'll say that.
Alone.
But then when we say something else, like a fucking Euromastics, that does fine.
Nope.
That's different.
People kill Euromastics.
Yeah, but we're talking about animals in general.
People kill them. Yeah, absolutely. People kill them.
People can still kill
Euromastics. Europlatis.
Okay.
Yeah.
You are a platys.
Okay.
No, I'm not. Dude, I'm a ball python breeder. Stop. No, okay, but this is the thing, right? So we have... Yeah, classifications of animals that are more sensitive where people don't know how to take care of them.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have some that really do thrive because people do know how to fucking take care of
them. Most people don't.
Okay.
Selling up to them. It counts the main public. It counts the public.
I would take 60% as a number.
You hear that?
90%?
Bro, if I heard 90, I would still believe it. How many people?
How high would you not believe it?
Bro,
like 99%? You're insane, dude. There's 99. No way.
Because most of that shit dies. How many people keep animals for their lifespan
Chuck,
that you
I have a question.
About?
I have a question.
Go ahead.
Chuck.
Wait. First off, 100% of animals die.
All right. Well,
100% of animals
die in the first year. We're talking about in the first year.
Yeah. In the first year alone.
In the first year.
None of them make it to the lifespan ever.
I have a question.
Because people don't know how to take care of them.
Have you?
Savannah monitors included.
Have you ever had an animal die with you in the first year?
Yes.
A reptile. Have you ever had a reptile die in the first year?
Go ahead and
lie. Why would I lie? Yes.
Go ahead.
I've been a beginner reptile keeper before.
In your own collection,
uh-huh.
Is it 75%?
Ooh.
No, what do you mean?
No, right. In your own collection, would it be 75% that died in the first year?
What do you mean? From what I have?
Yeah.
Like
all the reptiles that you had
lifetime.
And that died. Well, that's 75% of
the
animals
In all the animals
you've
that
had.
You've kept, has 75% of them died in the first year?
No,
because that's a crazy. I've only had one.
Look at that.
I mean, no, I've had a couple.
I've had two.
I grew up keeping animals, so a lot. I would say no, but at the same time, I don't fucking know.
I grew up being an animal. What about
you? No, exactly. I've kept shit since I was very little. So, bro, I had a lot of shit die on me as a little kid because I didn't know what the fuck I was doing. Which a lot of those kids are the ones that parents buy for them. Those people count. You are a breeder, experienced, and shit has died on you. Imagine on people that are not experienced. Those people still count.
Yeah.
No, they don't. I don't want them.
They still count. So 75,
okay,
I believe
so,
100%.
I don't believe 75.
Okay, you know what? Conception told me? Conception was like 30%.
No.
This was his point. He's like, where did PETA get that statistic? Where did they get that number? And I'm like,
out of their
that's
ass.
A good question. That's a valid question.
You support USR. Look at this stupid ass shirt, bro.
Listen.
They literally take out shit on their ass themselves.
So I'm like,
fuck up with that bullshit.
So I'm like, you know what? That's a valid question. I get it. You're right. I don't
Take
know where this number comes
bro.
From. Where is this?
I'm
study?
Not taking it off, dude.
But then,
I've eaten really bad this weekend. Your boy is bloated, my guy.
But then Alex goes, 30%. I'm like, okay, where's your number coming from?
Exactly.
And he's like, there's 60, no way.
Right?
I'm like, what?
60.
What?
I'll tell you right now.
Bro, can we look this up?
I'll tell you right now.
What would we ask Google
right now? I'll tell
Shut
you right
the fuck
now.
Up.
Because I said so.
Damn. Sounds like PETA.
I'm PETA. It's me.
You know what?
Them.
Okay. If you had to change the number then, what do you think? You think 60%.
Okay, I'll take 60% because I would say the majority of people that come into a reptile shop are beginners.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, they are more likely to kill the animal mm-hmm. in their care if they don't really know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So that for me isn't 50-50, okay. you know, because the minority are the people that are, you know, experienced.
Yeah.
You know, those are the people that stay long term. But I would not say 75. That sounds like some bullshit.
Science alert.
Don't believe him. He's reading off of Wikipedia.
3 in 4 reptile pets die in the first year, so maybe humans don't deserve that.
Where are they getting that number?
Listen, that's where's science that alert. That's
I don't give a fuck what science alert says. I don't even believe in science. Where are they getting that number?
They are the ones that make the numbers.
Who are they?
But how? They have to have the study.
Is that the government?
Yeah, I'm not pressing. I'm just reading. I'm just reading off the
He's reading off fucking Google.
Send it to me.
Use a credible source.
I don't know if that's the case. Because I do want to, like, did they knock on people's doors?
Another
door and be like,
one.
Hey, have you had any animals die in the last year?
Another one.
Like, geez, I don't know, dude.
This one is a study. This one is a study. This one is a whole study.
From who?
And it says the same exact thing.
It's a .gov. It's fake. Fake news.
The government.
It has one, two, three, four, five scientists.
But here.
I don't believe in scientists. What's their names? What are their names?
Janine E. Robinson, Freya A. Whatever the fuck that is.
She doesn't exist.
You're the first name person. Some shit.
John, that's the most basic name ever. They made that guy up.
Dr.
You know,
John Doe.
You know, now I'm on their side more than yours. You have no backup for y'all.
No. Okay,
yeah, I do.
Oh, so, I'll send it to you, my dumbass.
Because I said so.
Here's my question. If I told you, right, 60% of the reptiles that you sell will die in the first year.
No, because...
Will you continue to sell...
Because my customers are better than everybody else's. Watch out.
Oh, okay.
What are you going to do about it?
You Cuban-ass bitch.
I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it today.
You came back from Miami feeling like a Miami-ass bitch, and I don't fucking like that shit, bro. Tone it the fuck like down with your dumb ass
I came back
shit.
Like this. I had so much fucking tostada and café con leche, like, you don't even
cabrón,
fucking know.
Shut the fuck up. It's 75% of reptiles that go to their little titty badooties.
100% of you guys right now can catch these hands.
I'm sure a lot of reptile producers, like store owners, breeders, you know, whatever, retailers, I'm sure sometimes they come into that thought. They're like, I wonder how many of these animals are still alive. Like,
bro,
I remember this one.
Not
I
only
when
that,
I had this
not
one.
Only that, but
around.
Bro, like, you work at a place with a whole bunch of animals, shit dies, you see the numbers of shit dying, you send more animals somewhere else,
okay,
you
look,
know
look.
There's
I,
shit dying out
I've
there,
worked,
too.
I've worked at a couple reptile shops. 75% of the animals that come in don't die.
Not in the shop. But when
I can't know. I can't know.
Well, actually, I guess in that sense, the number is...
All I know is the customers that keep continuing to come after the year.
Yes.
They keep coming. I'm like, you still have your leopard gecko? Cool. Awesome.
Yeah,
that's
but a lot of them don't.
And if they never come back, then I don't know.
Yeah, a lot of them don't because that shit dies. They don't have to come back.
Or they go to PetSmart, Petco. They go to other stores. I don't know where they're going.
Nah.
You know, that's the thing.
Doubt it.
But I can't tell. All I know is that
read
the
study
the care,
and figure it out. I'm not reading that shit.
You're right.
I sent it on the chat.
But
I'm not gonna read it. It's too fucking much.
But the point
is, fuck.
I wonder if they all justify it or if their numbers are just low. Like the
mean?
So, like if I'm a reptile breeder, right? I breed ball pythons, and I think, I'd say about 50% of the animals that I breed die within the first year. I wonder if they justify it in their heads because they have to in order to keep breeding it. Or if they're like, no, the number's probably 5%.
Bro, alone, Savannah monitors. You know how many people still import those shits? How many people have a full-grown one that is old enough
to
even
breed? You have to compare that to your sliders, your tortoises, your bearded dragons
yes.
that don't die.
Don't
they
die,
die.
Bro.
They
on,
die,
bro.
But it's hard to kill them.
Come
it is hard to kill them. You got to admit
it's hard to kill them. I've tried. That's what you're saying.
Nah, bro. People can easily kill them if they don't just take care of them.
Dude,
MBD, MBD hits so fucking
years,
fast.
Look, but
for
years,
beauty
people
alone.
Have kept like animals in 10-gallon tanks with red bulbs and repta carpet. Okay? If you can keep those animals alive, at least that... That's the year.
Yeah, but not
that's
all
the year.
Of them make.
Right.
Not
all
of
them
make
it.
So those
but I don't
still
think 75% of all the beardies that go into red bulb tanks with carpet die.
Well, it doesn't have to be the beardies. It's not by species. It's reptiles.
Reptiles, period.
Yes.
All of them.
So yes.
Would you say the
all
majority?
Together.
But the amount of beardies and ball pythons that sell is not... it like that number is insanely bigger than any amount of rear platys or savannah monitors that come in. That number is massive.
Those animals still get killed.
Right. But
those animals
in comparison,
still get killed.
That number is pathetic.
Yes.
That number is tiny.
I bet you that
what
should
you
get
mean,
killed.
Dude? I fucking cohab my.
Three and the thing is, I agree with you.
How
it
many?
Might be 75.
Yeah.
I believe 75.
75.
I need a little bit more to be like, okay, where's this
I
number
sent
coming
you the
from?
Paper. Just fucking.
But
read
I believe it.
It.
Yeah.
Point
yeah.
is, it's 75 as of right now. There's a paper. You
it.
Got zero.
Wrong. All
right. Like Savannah monitors, it does it for me because people still think it's right to import them and do
which
shit
is
with
insane.
Them.
Which is
and
insane.
Like people try to keep them, and it's like, I will do it, and all of them die.
All of them die.
Nobody can breed them.
Wrong.
Yoshi.
No,
some people breed them.
Barely.
I had an adult. I had an adult.
What happened?
I didn't raise it. No, it's alive, dude.
What happened?
We gave it to somebody.
It's still alive.
Exactly. That's usually what happens. It gets... Somebody else take it. It got too big.
It's still alive.
This motherfucker can't take care of it. Got
to. What do you mean? It was given to me so I could find it a home. Besides, I was the middleman.
It was past the first year. It's past the first year.
I was the orphanage.
Yeah, I'm not even counting that. Because all reptiles die, period. I'm not even counting that as that. But it's like, whether it's big or not, bro. People either make them obese, feed them what's not right.
Yeah.
Like, not many people are able to breed that shit.
But it's surviving the first year. That's the point.
Yeah.
It's not thriving. It's not doing well. But it after the past.
Savannah's alone. What percentage of them makes it?
I don't know. We have to see what that number is.
Bro, 0.1%, bro.
I'm not going to lie. Savannahs are also pretty hardy.
No, they're not.
I've seen people basically abuse a Savannah, and that thing is still alive.
No, they're not.
Dude, Savannahs are rough. Savannahs are tough, dude.
No, they're not.
They're tough.
No, they're not.
They're tough. It takes a lot, and I agree, they die within the first year.
The first month, motherfuckers be killing.
No, not the first month, bro.
Bro.
First couple months.
I've seen it happen. Fast,
dude. I've seen abuse with Savannah monitors, and people keep the damn things alive.
Like sexual?
No.
Hey,
look. Sometimes I even have customers that come in.
If you want to support us, head on over to modernreptileshop.com or in the description where you can find our merch. And the best part is that a percent of the proceeds from the merch gets donated to conservation. One more time, that's modernreptileshop.com or head on over to the description.
That means all the fucking reptiles make it because of that.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, I know.
It's surprising.
You got it. It's surprising how animals
y'all got this can
statistics.
Stay alive.
It's fine. Thanks. Y'all did this study. It's fine.
I just have my experience.
I texted my customers right now. Yo, is it alive? Yes.
You know what, though? That would be fire if breeders were like, hey, how's it doing? Are you still satisfied?
It would be too many people, dude. Fuck that.
I do every once in a while.
Yeah.
I do. I like talking to
people. Or even like, you don't even necessarily have to reach out to them. You can give them the option.
I talk to you guys. The fuck?
No, but like you give them the option to reach out.
Yeah.
Be like, hey, yeah. You send an email to everyone that's been like bought an animal from you, and you're like, hey, fill out this survey. Is the animal still alive? Is it still good? Whatever. And you're making your own study. You see yourself.
That is an idea.
That's fire.
That is an idea
and it's better customer service. You get more reputation as a business. Da 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 da. Everybody wins. And then we see that the number is 75%.
Nobody wants to.
Because can you imagine all the Google forms you get? It's like, oh yeah, it died.
Listen, I just got a notification from my vet for a fucking sulcata tortoise that I had that died. Like, it was like, hey, happy birthday, Dennis. Dennis is dead for years.
That's funny.
The first year.
No, not the first year.
The first year he had it.
Oh, my God.
And it wasn't even my fault. It was those damn fucking neighbors with the rats and the bullshit. And the
Did you guys ever get the calls from Jeffrey from Toys R Us?
Oh, I was like, Epstein? The fuck?
What? Like the giraffe? He would call you on your birthday?
No.
I'm the only one?
Dang. Yeah.
I miss that. You know what's funny?
Hey, Tino, it's Jeffrey the giraffe.
That's exactly what it was, dude.
Put your hand on your pocket.
No. Jeez.
Reach more, yeah.
You want to go to the island?
It did stop when I turned 18, so I was kind of like, damn.
Oh! You see? Jeffrey the giraffe's a little weird.
Close your eyes, Tino.
Yeah. But like, you know, the checking up. It's like, hey, you still good? You doing all right?
That would be annoying. I would block your fucking number, dude.
For the reptiles, once a year, you'd be like, yeah, it's still good.
No, I'll block somebody's number.
I'd like that.
I used to get
it makes
Halloween
me feel better
pictures.
About the person that I got it from.
I used to get Halloween pictures of like a snake and like a Halloween ornament. I used to get those.
Yeah.
I don't get them anymore. Maybe it did die after this year. Maybe you guys are all right. 75%.
Yeah, 75%.
75%. That's crazy, dude.
I think so.
You think so?
Yeah, sadly. You have to count everything. Like count,
including the balls. And the beardies.
There's a lot of balls.
And the tortoises.
But you know how many balls end up dying coming out the fucking egg as it is?
Hey, yo, dude, chill.
People that try to breed, they don't know what the fuck
they're
doing.
Count.
It does.
That doesn't.
It does.
An animal that was just born, I don't think that counts.
It does count.
Because that number would be the
That's
same
a
in the wild.
Topic, my guy.
That number would be the same in the wild.
No.
Yeah. It's like, oh, this
Bro,
one failed
you
to thrive.
No,
I guess.
You could incubate wrong. You could.
You're right. You're
you
right. But I'm saying everything's.
You could do so many fucking things.
That can happen in the wild.
No, you. Bro,
that happens in the wild. Improper incubation happens all the time.
Yeah, hatching too early. Are you listening?
That shit happens.
I don't understand what's happening.
Hatching too early happens in the wild.
Yes.
Like something opens them up just to hatch.
No,
like, that's what I'm saying.
Not like that.
People hatch them too early. You sell them to people that are like not experienced, get something too hot, get them too cold.
I'm saying something that's just born. Like a birth a birth abnormality. After, no, that's like, something that was
something straight out of hatching within the first few days. It might die because you take wrong care of it.
It wouldn't not have lived in the wild.
Not enough humidity because it then it can't okay, shed.
You're right.
Those are things that you're of right. Of course, I'm fucking right. You're right. Just trying to be against me because you always are.
But that can happen. That can happen in the wild. You're not saying anything that can't happen in the wild, other than someone opening the eggs too early.
Somebody opening the eggs too early, not applying enough humidity, all of those things. There's enough humidity outside, motherfucker. There is.
So you're saying there's no birth, like, all the eggs in the wild hatch and they're perfect.
That's not what I'm saying.
But you're saying in captivity, that number's worse. Than in the wild. Dude, you're stupid.
No.
What?
He's so retarded.
Look, in the wild, monitors, snakes will raid nests and just eat eggs.
Are you not listening?
That doesn't happen in captivity.
Are you not listening? If an animal dies, if it hatches out, and it dies under your care,
yes.
It's probably your fault.
Right.
That's what I said.
But I'm talking about the instances where it couldn't have been your fault. It's like, oh, it just happened. Of course. It failed to thrive. Bro, it was not incubated at the right temp. It moved in incubation.
That is different from what I'm pointing out. If you're a professional and you know what the fuck you're doing, a lot of those animals shouldn't die because of those things.
They don't.
You know
what you're... Yo, you're a professional breeder.
I try to
be. What percentage of all the eggs that you produce are just some birth defect or some... The egg never hatched, whatever. What percentage?
That's not what I'm saying.
Okay, to answer the question, I don't have a percent, but it's minimal. What are you trying to say?
Pathetic.
That's
not
what I'm saying. Like, that is different. Like, deforms and shit, that is fucking different from what I'm saying. Animal born, hatches out, healthy, dies.
Why would it die?
People cut the eggs too early because they don't know what the fuck they're doing.
Okay.
He's saying human interference raises the probability of the animal dying. That's all he's trying to say.
Even if the animal's fucking healthy.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah, that's all he's trying to say.
Like, the animal should have made it, but people get too excited, cut the egg, boom, dead. They cut it too early, the snake actually comes out, wrong humidity, stuck shed, dies.
But you do realize that in the wild, stuff happens that kills just baby animals,
period.
Yes, but
that's not what we're talking about.
Right, but I'm saying... I don't think you should count that number in there.
You can because
the person
because did it.
That would happen naturally.
The person did it.
We're talking about in captivity for a year.
Okay, so question then. Let's say this is the statistic. We do the study, whatever. 10% of all eggs hatched, right, in captivity die from human causes, right? That's the story right now. And then we look in the wild and we do the same study and we're like, wow, 10% of all the eggs that hatch die.
Different.
In the wild. Why is that different? The number's the same, so it doesn't matter.
Cause of death, it does matter.
Why would it matter?
Cause of death, it does matter. Like, if I have a clutch of crocodiles and I have 10% fucking die, I'm in the wrong. It happens in the wild, but I know how to prevent those things because I'm a professional. I know what the fuck I'm doing. I'm not a fucking idiot.
So, okay, so it wouldn't bother you if, let's say the 75% is right of the reptiles that die in the first year. That's true. And we do the study in the wild, and we say, hey, 75% of these reptiles die within the first year of life, period. For natural causes, whatever. Let's say it's the case. You would be like, that doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter
because this is in captivity. Even though in the wild, that would have happened regardless.
No, because now you're talking about every single animal. How many
reptiles?
But animals within reptiles, whatever. Savannas alone, almost all of them end up dying. In the wild, not
they
all
of them. Die.
No, they don't. There's populations of them.
No, all savannas die. All animals die.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
But in the first year.
I can confirm.
In the first year.
Listen. The fact that y'all making jokes about this, I know y'all fucking wrong for it. Because you know, savannas in captivity, fucking dead. In the wild, they thrive over 10 years. That shit doesn't happen.
Not all of them.
A lot of them.
No, not even close, dude. To all the ones that are born, to all the ones that are laid, there's no way.
No, of course not exactly.
Sea turtles. You know how many eggs sea turtles lay? Almost none of them make it.
You're not wrong.
They do their
You're
best.
Not wrong in that. But in captivity, there's barely any that make it at all.
No. The number has to be higher, dude. The number has to. Okay. Would you think that there are more ball pythons in captivity than in the wild? Do you agree with that?
I don't know.
Yes.
Burmese pythons. There are more Burmese pythons in captivity than in the wild.
No.
I don't know. I really don't fucking know. I don't want to.
I'm trying to. Oh, there are more bearded dragons in captivity. I'm trying to pick an animal that's like, it has
I
to be. There
know.
Has to be more in
I
captivity than
I
in the
know.
Wild.
Take it as a yes. I don't know. Take it as a yes. Run with a yes.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
Ball pythons. Yes.
Then that means that most of the animals that are born and are bred in captivity survive and are doing well, quote, quote, because they're still alive. But in the wild with ball pythons, most of them die in the first year.
No, that doesn't. Because then you have to take in pretty much pet trade itself, taking them out of the wild. That counts as biologically dead.
Minimal, sure.
whatever, Tino.
Go minimal ahead. But sure. Yeah. Ahead, compared Tino. To predation, it's not close.
Oh, you're tripping.
Compared to the skin trade, also not really close.
Tripping. Oh, both together. Pet trade and skin trade together.
Okay.
They fine. Get it from the same place.
Fine. It's not the same reasons, and it's not the same industries. Right, right.
Everybody
right.
collects them. Who pulls up? Pet trade pulls right. up. They buy.
But you think, pull up. You think more ball pythons are taken out of Africa from people taking them out than animals taking them out?
I don't know.
If you're listening to this, you're a reptile lover, all right? And what do we all need? We need supplies. So, we got you covered. Head on over to imperialreptiles.com and use the code REPTILESWITH to get a specific discount special to us and our listeners for your reptile supplies today. One more time, that's imperialreptiles.com. Use the code REPTILESWITH.
Chuck, do you think that the pet trade is worse than the skin trade?
In what way? I feel like the skin trade is fucked up.
Ethically, just ethically, do you think
they're both fucked up same way?
Sorry, how?
But you know, you get shipments of this big with full of turtles on top of it, shit all over the place. That's not cool either.
I understand what you're saying.
Being boiled alive and eaten.
I understand what you're saying.
That's what I'm saying. Both of them are fucked up.
I don't know about you. I'd rather be in a ship covered in with people and shit than to be boiled alive and eaten.
Yeah. You know what that brings us back to?
Please don't say it.
Yeah.
Don't say it.
Let's ask them. Tino. Let's ask them what they thought of it. Go ahead, Tino. They wrote books. Yo.
On the turtles. Yes, what you're saying, when they it's come, if they come like
and
that.
How many of them die in the process? Wait.
If they come like that. Now, mind you, there's supposed to be some kind of regulations.
Does it happen? Go ahead and lie.
I'm not going to lie to you. I'm going to be... I would say it is a, depending on where it's coming from, it is a toss-up. I'm not going to lie to you and be like, no, dude, everything's fine. It's sometimes it's fucking not. I'm real most with that shit. I wouldn't say most. I don't most know. I'm not going to say most.
If you point out
countries, I'm not going to say most because I didn't pull up the scientific document. I'm not going to say most.
I agree with you. I say most.
All right. But
the skin trade is intended to kill the animal.
There.
The point is that animal is supposed to die.
There.
The pet trade is this at animal least, is supposed to live.
At least they're straight up with what they're doing.
Well, okay,
we're not
yo, we're bringing in for the pet trade so the animal can die. That's not what we're doing.
Exactly, but it dies anyways, and what y'all do?
No, we don't.
Bags full of dead animals all over the place.
You want us to bury it? I'm confused. Like, in the pet trade, animals do die.
Yeah, in the process, you asked me what's worse. They're about the same.
No, but one of them is for the animal to die. The other one is for the animal to go to hopefully a pet.
And you know what that means?
And 75% of it will
biologically
die.
Biologically dead.
It's not the same as physically dead.
But it's biologically
both
dead. It doesn't matter anymore.
They're both biologically dead.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, so after...
So they're the same.
So pass the biologically dead.
To the environment, yes.
That's what... Exactly.
To the native environment, yes.
So he asked me
But to the individual
worse.
Animal,
wait,
no.
Wait, shut up and listen. He asked me what's worse.
Okay.
They're both biologically killing animals out of the wild. That environment gets fucked up.
Right.
No matter what. So they're both about the same.
But you can compare... Right. I agree that environmentally speaking, it's the same. Equally bad. To the individual animal, it's not equally bad.
No.
It's not equally
a
bad.
A lot of them, it is. A lot of them
some of them
end up dying.
End up dying anyway. Yeah.
All
some of them just end up dying anyway.
Temperature changes.
75% of them, actually, in the first year.
No.
Probably.
Science told me.
Probably.
I would love you to do that.
What?
I don't know if you're willing
Kill
to do
an
that.
Animal?
And
I'm
I know
confused.
We're on camera right now. What? But, like, if you could reach out to people who, like, have bought from you.
That's
and be
a
like,
lot of
hey,
people.
Is your animal still alive? Are you doing well?
Fucking creep.
You know? Or even if you did, like, if people follow you, you can do, like, a post.
I'm going to say something right now. I legitimately, the first reptile show I went to, I only had turtles for sale. And I got asked if one of the turtles was for food.
Yeah.
That is a fact.
Yeah, they did.
And I'm not proud of it. And I did not sell them that animal.
Yeah.
I did not. I explained to them it was a pet.
I did explain. In Gainesville, I had one guy come in. We had soft shells. And he was like, oh, they do these. You know, these taste really, really good. And I was like,
bro,
I did not
TikToks.
Know that. I'm going to pass
dude,
on that.
I was watching a TikTok,
oh,
dude.
Yeah,
and the
I
guy was like,
video.
Look, a fucking turtle. And then the next clip, he killed the turtle.
He cuts its head off.
Cuts his head off. And I was like, wait, what? And the thing is, I had to like process it. And I was watching it while I was processing
it. Because you didn't know what was happening.
And I was confused. And then as it happened, my dumbass was like, I'm going to send it to Eric.
And he traumatized him.
Yeah. Oh, you bitch.
He threw up gang signs.
Yeah, you bitch. You bitch.
But yeah, that's... But yeah,
pet trade, skin trade, biological...
Environmentally equal.
Equal.
Individually, not that's equal.
At that point, what does it affect other than the animal itself?
That's the animal value.
Well, yeah, the animal itself. Value. The animal itself is meant to be in the wild, affecting its environment.
Alive.
Living. It's exactly, yeah.
Alive.
From both sides. Biologically alive in the place where it should be.
I agree. Environmentally, it's equal. Individually, it's not equal. Individually, there's value in having the individual animal alive.
Eh, not much. They'll never get back to the wild, so what's the value? Only emotional.
I was actually going to ask with like... In terms of like a little bit of reptile intelligence, do you think like, so snakes, and this I've heard this argument before, it's the tub argument. It's like, oh, if we keep them in tubs, we give them everything they need in the wild, they wouldn't leave the burrow. That's the thought.
Okay.
You know, if they have everything that they need, it's clean in there, they got fresh water, they would never leave the burrow. The truth of the matter is, if you leave your tub open, they're going to leave.
No, they're not.
You will no longer have a snake.
My tubs are open to this day.
To this day.
Yes, open air. Open air tubs.
But ball pythons... or whatever, they'll leave. They'll leave the tub. They don't care that everything that they ever wanted is inside the freaking enclosure.
Yes.
They'll leave. So I'm wondering, I'm like, do you think animals like not miss the outside, but are like understand that they're in a cage? Understand that they're in a box?
Somehow.
Some do. Do you think all of them do?
Well, I mean, at the end of the day, if you're like cleaning the animal, you're taking it out, like it knows that there's things outside of that. So yeah, it will know that there is outside.
There are also like different... behaviors that they will perform that are like by instinct. That is like,
yeah.
They might be like, huh, like I don't understand why I do this.
Yeah,
the
pacing is something, or like nose rubbing because they're like, why can't I?
Yeah,
why can't I do
the brittle pythons? When I had them in the rack while the cages were being built, like what I would tell you guys that I would open the fucking rack
and they
would literally climb. They would just try to go up, and if you put your hand there, they would use your hand to get up and keep just going up.
Imagine how much your back hurts from trying to do that inside a tub.
Spinal, crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, I was in a tunnel today. It hurt.
What were you doing in there? Where were you going? Where was he going?
Looking for frogs.
Preschool.
No,
that's weird.
I was looking for frogs. Looking for frogs.
Where?
At pictures.
Of what? Sewer.
Of frogs?
No. I think that's the thing, yeah.
I was looking for frogs.
All right. Yeah. That's the Reptiles with Podcast.